Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I have a band called Goodbye Viking. Welcome to Loud and Local.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
What's going on?
I'm familiar with the band, but I want to know your names. So let's go around and introduce yourself and tell us what you do for Goodbye Viking.
Hi, I'm TJ. I play the bass.
Hello, I'm Joe, and I'm our non-famous drummer.
I'm Scott. I play guitar.
I'm Tyler. I sing and I also play guitar.
All right.
And I'm Amy. And when I tell people I play the keyboard, I am corrected by all those around me to say I play the keytar.
Okay.
And I also sing backup for Tyler.
Nice. So the name, Goodbye Viking, what was it inspired by?
I still think it's a terrible name. But if you Google us or like look us up on YouTube or Instagram or whatever, we're the first thing that shows up.
So okay.
I guess that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's in reference to an episode of a TV show that stars Toby Huss and Danny Tamborelli.
Yeah, okay, so Pete and Pete.
There we go.
Yes.
Yep,
I was trying to be kind of vague, but you got it first.
Goodbye. Oh, Artie. Goodbye, yeah. Okay, yeah, okay, I remember that.
The season finale of season two was called Farewell, My Little Viking. I just kind of distorted it, and now that's our band.
Goodbye,
name.
Awesome. So let's get the kind of the origin story. Whoever wants to jump in and tell me the origin story of Goodbye Viking.
I think it's me, because I was the only one there at first.
Okay.
I wrote a bunch of songs, and I recorded them mostly with David from Moonraker on drums and my friend Will kind of behind the mixing board and everything. And then I recruited a band, and then the pandemic happened like immediately, and everything had to kind of shift, and then things go in and out, and now here we are, and I have this group of myself and four other amazing musicians all playing this music together and all contributing.
How did you guys all jump aboard the Viking ship?
I do want to tell the story of how I joined, because
yes.
I moved from the South. I always would find my bands on Craigslist.
The South where? Where?
So most recently from Atlanta, but
cool.
I've lived in Memphis, North Carolina, Florida.
Okay.
But I found this ad, and I did what I always do, and I have all my references and my bands I've played in. I send this very well thought out.
Here's my resume.
Email, yes. I get one line back that says, get in this band immediately. And I found out after the fact that Scott DM'd me on Facebook like a few weeks prior, but I didn't see it because I don't get on Facebook Messenger.
Sure.
So Scott technically found me, but I found the Craigslist, and then I'm here.
As long as you're in the band.
That's, get in this band immediately.
So excited. Yeah.
There needs to be a song called that. Get in this band immediately. That's awesome.
that's just the motto of the whole band.
Let's just go.
Just come on.
Awesome. Anyone else jump in about how you joined the Viking ship?
Well, I was already playing with Tyler in a different band, and he just asked me to join this band, and I did, and it's been rock and roll ever since.
Nice, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, I saw a Facebook post, and then I showed up and said, oh, I should probably get better at drums, and I've been playing with them ever since.
You're great at drums, Joe.
I'm doing my best, you know?
I don't know. For me, it was probably the luckiest Craigslist find ever. All right, that's what I got to say about that.
Can we just talk about Craigslist? How great Craigslist is?
What's the craziest thing? Okay, so what's the weirdest thing you found on Craigslist?
I can't answer
these
that.
People.
All right. Well. Okay. So you are someone who has a taste for pop punk. You love pop punk. Is that correct?
I think I would say so, yeah.
Yes. So what made you fall in love with the pop punk music? You know, original, you know, kind of bands that made you fall in love with the sound?
Oh, Green Day.
Green Day. Okay.
Yeah, awesome. I grew up in the 90s.
Yeah.
And like every other person, everywhere I looked was something about Green Day.
Yeah.
And I just fell for it like everyone else.
Yeah. There was this one time I was asking Tyler the strumming pattern for a song, and he replied with Green Day. So just to back up what he was saying.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and say that I tell everyone his favorite band is Less Than Jake, and he tells me I'm wrong, but that's up for debate.
Well, favorite band, I mean, like, who's got one favorite band? Come on.
I realized I like pop punk when I saw the movie Josie and the Pussycats.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's
we should cover one of their songs
we
sometime.
Should.
Oh, yeah,
interesting.
What an idea.
We did, listeners, we did cover one of those songs. We covered Three Small Words.
Nice. So are you going to go see Green Day with, like, Smashing Pumpkins?
No, I don't have that kind of money.
Okay, yeah.
are you giving away tickets?
We might be calling number 9.
Yeah.
Can we trade them tickets to our show?
Maybe, yeah.
That's why we're on the radio, is to try to get our way into some Green Day tickets.
Yeah,
there we go.
Pop punks that really want to be friends with Fall Out Boy. So,
Tyler, we'll talk off air. I might be able to set you up with something. Might put a little request into the promotions department for you. We'll see what I can do. So, the newest album is what we're going to be playing songs from. Is that right?
Yes.
Awesome. So, introduce to us to you know. The process of recording the record, did you guys start in the middle of the pandemic? Was it a post-pandemic record? Or
It was a pandemic record. It was kind of our, like, we couldn't play shows, and we didn't even have a full lineup because, like, moving pieces and dirt and stuff during that. So we got all these songs together. There wasn't supposed to be this many when we started the plan, but it ended up being 21 songs.
Wow.
And then we just went in and recorded those. Again, David from the band Moonraker flew up and played drums for it. And as we were finishing recording, that's when the group that we have today kind of solidified. Yeah.
20? Wow.
Yeah. Songs got left off. Many of them are on a lathe cut just put out by Feral Hive Records that you can get for very cheap. And I think there's only like 30 of them made, but they have some of the cutting room floor tracks on that.
So did you guys record this yourselves, or where did you guys go to record it?
We recorded with John at Quiet Please Recording.
Quiet Please Recording.
In Greenwood. Or
awesome.
Green Lake. I don't know the difference.
Yeah, shout out to John, Quiet Please Recording, for y'all that didn't catch that.
All right, right on. Okay, so I feel like we should just jump into a couple of the songs. Should we just do that?
I don't see why not.
I would love that.
And let's jump into Wheels, Ontario, and Weather Balloons. Anything you guys want to say about these ones?
Oh, David from Moonraker wrote the lyrics to Wheels Ontario, but we put the music together, and it kind of hints at that movie, The Lobster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting movie.
Weird one.
All right. It's Wheels Ontario and Weather Balloons. You're listening to Loud and Local. It's Goodbye Viking. We'll be back with more from them here on The Rock.
Where you can't find
From mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back here on The Rock, and we got Goodbye Viking in studio. So this is a question that I'm just going to throw at you and put you on the spot, but it's a very open to interpretation. And it could be music. It could be a film. It could be your friend. It could be anything. What's the last thing that really inspired you?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You got me on the spot on this.
I got something.
Sure.
I've been listening to a lot of Devo recently.
Awesome.
I wouldn't say I'm like a full believer of it, but I've just been very into the rabbit hole of de-evolution and just kind of getting pretty inspired by that, I think.
By Devo. Yeah.
Maybe not the good kind of inspired, but inspired. You've
been digging it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's all the bad vibes and rain. It inspired me to make fun songs.
Nice. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
I bought a Thunderbird. That definitely inspired me.
You bought a Thunderbird?
I bought a Thunderbird.
The bass guitar awesome.
Or the vodka?
No, I'm talking the bass. You know, that beautiful, lovely five-string thing.
Yeah, that's I switched to a much smaller bass drum, and everyone said I was wrong, and it turns out they were all wrong. It's amazing, and I'm really inspired to murder it.
What has inspired you lately?
Hmm.
A book, a film, a friend?
I would say I'm a workaholic, so the band knows. But I did just go to Keystone, Colorado, and saw a lot of snow, and I got to listen to a lot of music on the drive up and the plane. And I'm trying to write more myself. Tyler always is open to me helping him with songwriting, but I kind of have a different style, and a lot of that snow and like nature just made me kind of want to think about my songwriting a little differently. Joe is also helping me with some songwriting. Shout out small kick drum, Joe.
Tiny kick drum.
Yep.
Telling you.
We're gonna collab on some stuff. So I'd say sometimes nature just makes you think differently about
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Therapy really inspired me to get rid of all the fun haters and dream crushers. And that's really what brought me here.
The fun haters, dream crushers can suck it.
Yeah. Yep.
We like fun in this band.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I would
fun at parties.
I'll just go with Mike Menster, who's a bodybuilding person.
Uh-huh.
And it's allowed me to make my workouts really short at the gym.
Okay.
And so I can play more music.
All right. High intensity short workouts or what?
High intense. It's one superset per body part.
Wow.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
Just go all out. Then I can actually do other stuff aside from being at the gym. So it's a lot of fun, but like I like to play music. I like to wear suits.
Does he work out the most in the band?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I steadfastly avoid the gym at all costs.
I just walk a lot.
I worked out walking the hill up to this studio.
I can't remember the last time I moved my upper body.
Yeah, I like I do like longboard
to
and
play
yoga.
Guitar.
I ain't going to lie, man. I take my dog for a walk like 3 times a day. Yeah, I love that. All right.
Yeah, get high and go skateboarding. Is that the same?
We are a low-impact cardio sort of band.
All right.
And we like pasta, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
I like build stuff and do labor for a living.
If some beer or liquor company was like, hey, we're going to create the perfect Goodbye Viking alcoholic drink, would it be a hard liquor? What kind of hard liquor or beer or what kind of?
I'm sorry, 100% Rainier.
It would be okay?
Can we put a little grenadine or a cherry on
top
for me?
Absolutely.
We are going down a weird path that we're not going to be able to get a straight answer from. I'm going to be thinking about this for weeks.
It's a dark path.
If there's any brewers,
I feel like the name Viking, though, it's got to be like a mead or something almost.
We could do a mead.
Rainier mead. We can do it. They make gin. They can make mead.
I'm not. I like mead. Mead's fine. You drink it out of a horn. Yeah.
I'll do it. Who's got a horn?
Tyler has one.
I was going to say a margarita with a crushed Vicodin rimmer, but
Hey, there we go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wow. Just what's the Goodbye Viking beverage? Just all the beverages.
Just all of them.
Just, okay. Just excess.
Yeah. What did in high school? What was it called when you took your cup in Taco Bell and you just got a little bit of everything from the soda machine?
Kamikaze? Or was it a graveyard? Or a suicide.
We call them graveyard.
I think this is one of those like where you lived things. It's called something different.
Yeah, I remember it being OK Soda.
Yes.
OK Soda.
Oh man, old school. Okay, so I think back when Replicators came up to the studio, we mentioned like what your home base was. It was probably the Kraken or a venue like that. What's as far as like your favorite venues to play these days?
Oh, I mean, I always look forward to when we play Real Art.
Nice.
Yeah.
Churchill School.
Yeah, I was going to second that.
We're going to be playing there.
Churchill School?
It is an old elementary school that's been gutted and turned into just a celebration of the arts in Baker City, Oregon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hostel cool. included. Hostel so when included. When you play there, you get two things, the whole town coming out to see your show and get fed, and two, a bed for the night.
That sounds like how a horror movie.
This oh, we all thought the exact same thing.
We thought we were
it was
and
insane.
They led us around and they showed us all the little art exhibits all throughout the school. It was super cool. They were like,
"Nah, don't worry about that." My
they were putting together a haunted house because it was September at the time. some of the band took mushrooms. They didn't know that. Sorry. Sorry, Churchill School.
But they left us alone in an abandoned elementary school. So, yeah, cue the horror music.
Yeah. Wow. Exactly what I was saying.
Yeah.
TJ, and you'll find
defense,
out.
We I know. Had less mushrooms that night than we did the previous night.
We did. Yeah. It was an interesting tour.
Interesting.
But I'm going to say, as far as like best venue, I'm sorry, but yeah, I've never had a bad time at Lucky Liquor.
Nice.
Yeah, Lucky Liquor is a good one.
Lucky Liquor's kind of replaced our go-to. Lucky Liquor is a place where, you know, people go after work, and then there's just, like, so much just random cool shit on the walls. A lot of venues have that, but there's nothing like Lucky Liquor. The stage is so bouncy.
Mm-hmm. Pinball machine.
It is so short.
And I have vowed, every time we play Swimming Through Glue at Lucky Liquor, I will do a split on the floor during my solo at the end. And I've done it twice now. I haven't done a full split yet, but I will, guys.
We're working toward it.
We're working towards it. Yeah.
I'm slowly working my way until I can finally get all the way around the bar, maybe even get a drink while I'm playing.
Nice. Yeah, I forgot to ask, are you guys a Seattle band, a Tacoma band, you know? Burien band?
Our rehearsal space is in Seattle, but we do live kind of all over the area. I'm in West Seattle.
Okay.
I'm down in Tacoma.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the poshest area of all, Normandy Park.
There we go. Kind of Burien area, yeah.
Yeah. Oyster's Rockefeller over here.
And Scott and I live in Fremont Ballard, so pretty close.
Exactly. Yeah. Hit me up if you're in the hood.
So we'll say Seattle band. We'll say
We're going to say Seattle band.
Unless you can think of a clever word to combine the two cities.
SeaTac?
I mean, SeaTac? We can be a SeaTac band. We've never played a show at the airport yet.
Okay.
Let's Do you know anybody? This happen.
Yeah.
No, I don't know anyone.
We just start playing, like, no one's going to come back.
They have buskers.
We could probably get, like, one song in before they make us leave.
Get a busker.
It's still a show.
Dude, Tiny Bass Drum sets up, tears down super fast. We'll be in and out of there before they know it.
What was the first album, first CD, tape, or whatever you remember buying as a kid with your own money?
Oh,
I know. When I first moved here as a teenager, I hopped on a bus with my $40 I had, and I bought Plastic Surgery Disasters / In God We Trust, Misfits Famous Monsters, super popular one amongst hardcore Misfits fans.
Yeah, big time. Michael Graves era.
The most relevant for our band, Black Dahlia Murder's album, Nocturnal.
Nice. That's a good record. Yeah. R.I.P. Trevor.
I'm not going to admit my first record because it's kind of embarrassing, but I'll tell you number two and three. Number two was Ramones Mania, which was the greatest hits Ramones won. And then my brother turned me on to The Story of the Clash, the multi-disc Clash set.
Mm-hmm.
Those, oh God, I still listen to those.
I'm curious about number one, though.
What's that?
I'm curious about the one.
Embarrassing
what was number
Mania?
One? No, the first one. The first one.
Oh, no. Oh, God, I'm not. Michael Jackson's bad.
It's a great record.
AC/DC has
it's only one of the best-selling records of all time. Yeah. Come on.
I understand, but still, I mean, I don't know, Macaulay Culkin. Say no more.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. Moving on. Yeah, so anyone else?
Kiss Revenge.
Nice.
It's a Kiss album that actually has musically redeemable qualities.
Oh. There we go.
At least a couple of them. And the cover of God Gave Rock and Roll to You was featured as the outro music on Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I feel that it gives it some legitimacy despite being a Kiss album.
I feel so lame.
Mine was Green Day's Dookie on cassette.
There you go.
Purchased either before or after, but in the same realm of time as just an assortment of Weird Al Yankovic.
There we go. Yeah. Nice.
So I'm going to hone in on that you said that I purchased, because the first CD I ever got was not purchased with my own money, and mm-hmm. is also embarrassing. But the first CD I purchased with my own money, a terrified, at the time, Catholic girl, saw the parental advisory on Blink-182, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
There we go.
And brought it up at FYE and was terrified, but... Of course, the clerk doesn't make enough to give it a crap.
Yeah, he's like, okay, sure.
It was so also like the 10th time you sold that CD that day.
Exactly. So
he's like, whatever.
Great album. Also a pop punk, you know, awakening for
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
Well, he said his embarrassing
Oh,
record.
I'm sorry. Yes, of course. I have no problem. So it was bought for me, but Backstreet Boys Millennium.
Let's go. Okay.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I think that was the last record with Kevin.
It sure was.
Okay, see? I know my BSB.
You know what? I feel so much better. It's so therapeutic.
Are we missing anyone?
I think we all.
No,
how about you?
Yeah.
Mine, my first one was... my first cassette tape I ever got was a Christian rap cassette called Resurrection Rap. Nice. And then No Doubt Tragic Kingdom.
Oh, dude,
which
Tragic
I love.
Kingdom is
it's a great record. A every song on that's a single,
like,
dude. It's just they're actually reuniting for Coachella.
I mean, the only problem I have here is that it's like there's one Judas Priest breaking the law for whatever reason. Love that, but just can't take the rest of the record.
Mm.
You know, give me long enough. Put a bass in my hand long enough, I will start playing.
We'll talk about this off air.
Oh.
About British Steel.
All right.
Someone might be leaving the band.
I'm in danger.
Classic front to back.
I am in danger.
If people can't make it out to those shows, what's the best way to support y'all?
Well, like I said, with our terrible, terrible band name, we're the only Goodbye Viking anywhere. So if you look us up on anything, that's where we are. And you can follow us, you can listen to us, you can... buy things from
good
us.
SEO, right?
That
helps a ton. But like the best thing you can do for any local band, go on their page, comment on their comments, and then comment on someone else's. That feeds the algorithm, and that makes all bands pop up on other people's feeds. That makes us show up when we post stuff. When you actually comment and interact, like you can send us money. We love when you buy our stuff, but like we travel and we sell t-shirts with our songs. We need people to interact with the stuff online. Not just us, bands you might even like more than us, too. Yeah. Comment on their stuff.
Feed and that,
like,
the algorithm.
Feeds the algorithm. Thank you. That's the point.
Are you traveling t-shirt salesman?
Sometimes.
Awesome. Okay,
I merchandise the table, though.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
There is going to be a West Coast tour.
Nice.
In April. All of that TBA. But it'll happen.
That's awesome. So it'll be a big year for you.
We're stopping at a good couple of sizzlers along the way.
Okay.
That is for sure.
Nice. Okay. So yeah, what's something you got to pick up if you all go into like a Circle K on the road or a Love's or whatever? What's one thing that you got to get? What's your one go to snack? We'll go around the room.
I trick myself into thinking I'm healthy, so sometimes I'll get like the string cheese or the hard boiled eggs.
Sure.
Be like,
sure.
Oh, it's not nothing but sugar and corn.
Yeah.
Look at me. But it's I like Doc Brown fuels the DeLorean.
Yeah, I'm with you on string cheese. String cheese and Pringles.
String cheese and Pringles, okay. Moving down the road, down here.
Yeah, I eat one bag of trail mix and trust that that's enough food for me to physically survive at least for the rest of the day.
Okay.
I'm an agent of chaos every time. It's just like, whatever I'm feeling at the moment.
Some jerky, you know.
What's this, pizza-flavored Funyuns? All right.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Sweet. Nice. All right. Well, my last question for y'all. Favorite Northwest band of all time?
The Fastbacks.
Nice. OG Northwest pop
I'm
punk.
I'm sorry. I have seen them so many times. They never fail to deliver.
Great band.
For like all time, I love Faust, but they're not really making music anymore from Spokane.
Okay.
I'm wearing a Gaytheist shirt.
Yeah.
They rule out of Portland-ish area. And locally, are they from Tacoma? Los Ocupados?
Yeah,
those
Tacoma,
dudes, they rule so hard. If you like ska, which if you're in the Pacific Northwest, probably not.
Just like ska anyway.
Like ska
Ska's
anyway. Go
friend.
To their shows.
It
they're super good.
You.
They're really fun, and they are nailing it. That's what ska should sound like.
Los Ocupados?
I could name like five bands.
Yeah. Dude.
Los Ocupados.
Grunt Truck. Absolutely. Got to name Grunt
Truck.
Got to name
Okay, there's one rule, and your turn's over. Okay,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Los Ocupados is awesome. I'm just going to take this opportunity to shout out the Zoth record. It's blowing up in an incredible way. Check out Zoth. And also, it's not out now, but it's going to be out by the time this interview airs. Check out the new Infernal Realm track.
Yeah.
They slay it. They're one of my favorite metal bands out of the scene.
You see that Zoth is going to be opening for 3 inches of Blood, dude.
They're at the Showbox.
Yeah,
it's going to be It's amazing. They're playing like a winter fest up in Canada.
Yeah.
It's
big
Zoth
thanks for
is,
that.
Zoth has taken over, so I want to shout out Zoth and also shout out Infernal Realm, who I hope will be the next Zoth.
There we go.
The PNW metal scene.
Tyler.
I think I'd say Reviver.
Yeah, from Olympia,
them,
right?
Yeah, I miss them so much. But for current PNW bands that if I see them on a flyer, I'm like, I have to be there, even though I miss most of them because I'm at work. Sunshine Lollipop.
Okay.
That band,
Second.
Expletive deleted, rules.
All right.
So good.
Sunshine Lollipop.
Thank you.
Oh, all
yes.
Right.
Toby.
I'm also going to keep it local. I'm sure there are a million bands I've listened to and love from the Pacific Northwest, but when I moved here, a little lady named Hannah Duckworth played.
Yeah,
at the
she's
Kraken.
Awesome. Yeah.
Good friend of mine and inspiration. I am obsessed. Her Summer Love track came up as number 4 on my top played songs this
she's
year
so
for
fun,
Spotify.
Yeah.
So
that's your two biggest influences.
To say
Hannah Duckworth and Snow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I could have dropped her for influence, but we'll drop her in this section. So, yeah.
Hannah, right on. Shout out Hannah. She did her whole new record with Aaron from Under Oath. She co-wrote that with him, which is awesome.
She sure did. And that was a big... They're from Florida, but they are a big influence of mine as a younger youth.
Nice.
As well.
Right on. Well, we're going to go into two final songs. We're going to go into I Lost My Job and Swimming Through Glue. Any final words before we jump into these two?
We have a video for Swimming Through Glue that Doug... from Head Honcho and Fan Racer did. Do you know how to pronounce his last name? I don't. So that's why I didn't say it.
Well, thanks, Doug.
Yeah,
thanks, Doug.
Yeah, Doug. From those two bands he said.
It's a ride. That music video is a heck of a ride.
Oh, a heck of a ride. Nice. Sure. And I lost my job in Swimming Through Glue. All right, goodbye, Viking. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
I lost my job, and it came at the worst time. I thought I was too. I set up automatic payments, guess I'll have to change it. I lost my job, now I go find it behind the couch. I'm just a pup, it's clearer now. I'll spend a weekend sipping through Craigslist and buy a guitar. I didn't lose my
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.